And when I say that, people start freaking out, going, you hate women. I don't hate women. I just think men are better than women at certain things. And they happen to be the things that are extremely important for survival. Next time a woman gives you that strong, independent woman bullshit, you need to remind her that less than 200 years ago, without a man in her life, she would literally die. Men hunted. Men are stronger. We can run faster. We can swim further. We can fight. There's a lot of things a man can do that a woman instinctively cannot do. And for a long period of human history, if a woman didn't have a man, she would literally die and starve to death. So women need men for survival. Men don't need women. Yeah, we like to fuck women, and we need women to have babies. But in general, a man can survive on his own. A woman can't. And if you look at the way the world is, this is why women are instinctively attracted to alphas or attracted to men with money or status, because women know they need to be provided for and cared for. Any real woman who's going to not come at you with this new age feminist bullshit is going to agree with you. She's going to sit there and go, yeah, you're actually right. Women need men far more than men need women. And that's because men are physically superior to females. And in the real world, you take away society, you go down to the very basic instincts of what being a human is, being physically superior is actually, in most forms, the only form of superiority that matters. Who gives a shit about how if women are as smart as men? That's not even an argument. I believe maybe we are equal. Maybe. That's another debate. But the point is, if there's a hurricane and law and order disappeared and you were stuck out in the wilderness and shit fucking hit the fan and there was no police around, who cares how smart you are? You need a man to protect you or you're going to get raped and killed. That's the reality of the world. So before you continue with my YouTube channel, you're going to hear me reference a lot in future that men are better than women, and that's my point. Buckle the fuck up. This is the smartest thing you've ever done. This is going to be about business. Everything I know about making money. Nobody goes to university and leaves knowing how to get rich. And if you look at all the richest people in the world or all the most successful people, they'll say, I didn't go to school, or I quit university, I dropped out. Because you're not learning anything about getting rich. I don't know about you. All I ever want to do is get rich. I didn't give a fuck if I got rich breaking rocks or got rich being a professional fighter. I didn't care. I want money. Congratulations, you're about to learn. This is No Nonsense, No Fluff, the hardest hitting presentation given by a multimillionaire on how to make money in history. We're cutting the garbage, we're getting down to it. 100 business lessons I've learned across my business career. Your worldview is about to change forever. Hold on tight, we're about to get rich. Right here, Hustlers University. I'm not sexist, I'm realistic. And reality is sexist. Also, let me just expand this. Well, while we're here, I'll expand on this point quickly. I know they say men and women are of same intelligence, and maybe that's true, but there's a whole bunch of shit which men and women should both be able to do equally as good that men are far better at. Like, we have, like, running, for example, yeah? We have running world records for men, running world records for women. The men are better at running because the men are physically superior to the females. That's obvious, fine. But let's say Formula One driving. There's no reason why a man would be better at driving a car than a woman unless he had faster reactions, unless he had something in his brain which allowed him to be more capable at that task. Why are all the best chess players in the world men? Why can't women break down the board and use their logic to compete with a man on a chessboard? I mean, there's a whole host of activities I can give you where it should be completely fair, where a man's physicality has nothing to do with it, where men simply excel and women don't. So I will actually take it a step further. I believe men are superior to women physically. I also believe men are superior to females mentally. I'm not saying there are no smart women. I'm not saying every man is smarter. I'm not saying that men aren't dumb. I'm not saying that. I'm saying on average, if I were to go out into the general public and ask 100 women questions and 100 men questions, the men would probably know more. I know women who don't know their left and right. I don't know a single man who does that. Next time you're in a car with a chick, go right quick and watch her flounder and go, which way's right? Say, think fast and throw something at her. Watch her just flap her arms around and get hit in the face. Men don't do that shit. So men think faster than women anyway. So we're physically superior and we're mentally superior. I just want to make the point that people think when I say this, that I hate women. They're like, oh, you hate women. I don't hate women. I love women. 100% of the people I've had sex with in my life were women. I love women completely. I just understand that we're better at different things. Women are better at giving compassion and more compassionate. I believe a mother is a lot more important than a father in certain roles. I understand the strength of being a woman, and I understand what women are good at. But I also understand the strength of being a man, and I understand that men are far superior than females in most of the most important fields that make us human.